And we begin our Friday program with a return engagement with Michael Tilley from Talk Business and Politics. He joins me from his office in Fort Smith that I trust is air-conditioned. Welcome back to Ozarks at Large.
Yes, it is air-conditioned. If it wasn't air-conditioned, I'd be somewhere else.
Yeah, and that, you know, I kid, but boy, it's going to be so hot today, people do need to take care.
Yep. Yeah, 107 or something. It's crazy. Come on, fall.
This week, major hospital news in Fort Smith. Sparks sold again, this time from a Tennessee-based interest to at least an Arkansas-based interest.
Yes, sir. It's the third sale, third transaction of Sparks in less than 10 years. If you remember, back in 2009, Sparks sold to what was then Naples, Florida, Health Management Associates. Then in 2014, Franklin, Tennessee-based Community Health Systems acquired HNA, and has held on to them. And now Little Rock-based Baptist Health is in the process of acquiring Sparks. That's deal, and they didn't disclose the transaction amount, but that deal is set to close in the fourth quarter of this year. And the primary reason this is happening is Community Health Systems, when they bought HMA back in 2014, they took on a massive load of debt. And what happened is they've not been able to extinguish that debt like they thought they were going to. They've had weak cash flow the past several years. And so they are selling off hospitals left and right. They sold 30 last year. They spun off close to 40 hospitals into another company in 2016, and they have serious debt problems. They have about $5 billion in debt that matures in the next 2 years that they've hired outside financial consultants to help them figure out how to pay for that. All that being said, there's a lot of relief at Sparks. I've talked to them. A few folks, or several folks really, doctors, employees, tell me that they are very thankful that someone who is in a more financially secure position has bought them. And because they've, you know, heard from one person, I think this person was exaggerating a little bit, but not much, who told me that it was so bad they were having to get approval just to buy paper clips. I said, I think he's exaggerating, but this is a hospital. I mean, if this is close to 1,600 people. They employ roughly 500 physicians. Last year, they saw around 200,000 patients at and this includes the hospital in Van Buren, close to 80,000 emergency room visits. This is obviously a critical part of the Fort Smith metro. So let's hope when Baptist comes in that they are more financially secure and are able to make the right investments in the hospital.
We think that there are real estate agents in Northwest Arkansas who should be financially secure. We've had growing home sales since 2014. There's an indication they might be leveling off, but there's an indication they might not be leveling off.
The first 6 months of the year, home sales, the value of home sales in Washington and Benton County, a healthy $1.1 billion with a B. Now, that's down 1.3% in terms of unit sales. That's up. The sales volume is up 5.7%. The number of homes sold is down 1.3%, which again reflects the rising value of homes, of home prices. And so the caveat there is the realtors switched MLS systems, and then now they've switched back to the previous system they had. So we're being told that the numbers through the first half of the year will likely be adjusted and probably in a favorable way. For example, that the number of home sales may be higher, not down. So we'll see how that, we'll probably know in the next 2 or 3 months how that really shakes out once the system is fully, you know, reincorporated or reorganized, however you want to, whatever word we want to use. But to break those down just a little bit, Benton County, of that $1.1 billion, Benton County was $712 million. Washington County was $400 million. So that gives you an idea of the activity in each county. But yes, if you just want to assume straight across the board 6% commission, I know that's not always the way it works, but that's a lot of healthy commission money floating around Northwest Arkansas.
When I was in grade school or junior high, we would see these documentaries about what was going to happen in the future. We were promised jetpacks. Haven't seen a jetpack yet, but I'm thinking I'm going to own my jetpack before legal medical marijuana is actually available in Arkansas.
Oh, good grief. You're just antagonizing me. You're wanting me to get on my soapbox.
What? No. I would never enable.
So, that's right. So the Arkansas Medical Marijuana Commission has met. They met with the legislative panel. It was Thursday this week. And so it looks like Arkansas is going to hire a consultant to help review the several hundred, more than 200 applications to operate these medical marijuana dispensaries. I think they're just 30 to 40. I think they're 32. There'll be 32 dispensary locations around the state. Because, as we know, the Medical Marijuana Commission did such a wonderful job picking the five cultivation centers so that they've punted now, and they're going to bring in a consultant to help them review those applications. Here's the bottom line. Is it looks like it's going to be mid to late 2019 before the first prescription, medical marijuana prescription, can be made and a patient can go to a dispensary and buy medical marijuana. And Kyle, that's assuming there are no more legal challenges or no more,
And we think there are some coming.
Yes. So that's, and again, voters approved this in November 2016. If it's late, all things going smoothly, if it's late 2019, that's 3 years. Well, by this time in World War II, we had turned the tide in the Pacific. We'd had a successful D-Day. And in Arkansas, we can't figure out how to grow and sell a plant
that is designed to help people in pain and discomfort.
Yes. Yeah, this isn't just so, you can go out and have a good time on the weekend. This is proven. So there's this thing called science, and medical marijuana has been proven to be a relief in certain ailments. So I don't mean to sound flippant, but this is it's either incompetence and the other thing to keep in mind, a lot of people in charge of this have been on record saying that they do not approve of marijuana use in any way. So it's just unfortunate that it looks like it's going to take 3 years to get these rules in place. Meanwhile, other states who approved medical marijuana after we did are making much better progress. So we'll keep watching it, that's for sure.
All right. Michael Tilley is with Talk Business and Politics. You can read about all of the topics we just discussed and so many more around the clock at talkbusiness.net. Stay cool, hydrate, and we'll talk to you again soon, Michael.
All right. You do the same.